But he got Jason Varitek to bounce one toward the middle of the diamond. Polanco makes a nice play, flips it to second for one, over to first, a 4-6-3 double play that will show up, no doubt, in the top plays next week because it was a big play in this ballgame. So 2-1 was your score. The Red Sox were on top. And for Pedro, well, he worked through the sixth inning, did allow a base runner to get to third base, worked through the seventh inning and allowed two runners to get on. But by the time he was done, when the seventh inning came to a close, his team had given him a 2-1 lead. So he goes seven, allows four base hits, one run, it was the home run, two walks and seven strikeouts. For Randy Wolf, well, he winds up lasting 6 2/3. He leaves in the seventh with runners on first and third, gives the baseball to Turk Wendell, and Turk with one pitch gets Manny Ramirez to pop out to left field and keep this game at a 2-1 margin. In the top of the eighth inning, it was Real Cormier who took over. He allowed two base runners, but then, as Todd Pratt talked about, and he said this was a big part of this game, he was able to strike out the side to finish off that top half of the eighth inning, and the Red Sox had to settle for just those two runs during their first eight innings of this game. And although Cormier allowed the two base runners, you got to give him credit. That splitter was outstanding against these Red Sox hitters to finish off the top of the eighth. So we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. Pedro is gone. We go to the Red Sox bullpen. And Mike Timlin, the former Phil, who just throws one fastball after another that sinks in the zone, well, he comes on to face the Phils and gets the first two batters with relative ease. But he still had to get through Jim Thome with two men down, and the Phils down 2-1 there in the bottom of the eighth inning.
The 1-1 pitch, swing, and a towering drive to deep right center field. This ball way out of here! Tremendous home run, Jim Thome! And this game is tied at 2 in the bottom half of the eighth inning.
That is career home run number 350 for Jim Thome, 437 feet, and he knew it, the crowd knew it, right off the bat, and it tied this ball game up at 2 apiece. And from that point on, we had one double switch after another, we had one relief pitcher after another, as both teams were trying to jockey back and forth and try to get another run across the plate in what seemed like a very tight game. Very quick through the first five innings, but as the game moved on, it slowed up. And I think to the enjoyment of the 35,000 on hand today here at Veterans Stadium. The game remained tied at two apiece thanks to some fantastic pitching by both bullpens until we moved to the top half of the 12th inning. And in the top of the 12th inning, Nomar Garciaparra starts things off with a leadoff single. At that point, it was Nomar's fifth base hit of this game. One batter later, Kevin Millar steps in from the right sides.
2-2. Hits softly in the left field, coming on hard, Michaels, and it gets under him. It's going back to the fence. Garciaparra waves around third. He's going to come on and score. And into third base, standing is Kevin Millar. The Red Sox take a 3-2 lead here in the 12th. On a ball that got under the glove of Jason Michaels as he tried to charge hard from left.
Kevin Millar with his third extra base hit of the afternoon, his first triple of the season for Jason Michaels. He came on. He was there, folks. The ball just went right past the tip of his glove and rolled all the way back to the wall. Nomar, with great speed, scores easily from first base, and the Red Sox take the one-run lead 3-2 in the top half of the 12th inning. But you know what? The way this game was going, you sense that that might not be it. Millar is stranded on third base thanks to consecutive strikeouts by Jose Mesa to finish off that 12th inning. Give Mesa some credit for getting through that 12th. He probably should not have allowed the run if Jason was able to pick up the baseball and put it into his back pocket. But he comes back, gets the final two strikeouts, and holds it at a one-run lead for the Red Sox, 3-2 in the top of the 12th inning. We move to the bottom of the 12th inning, and Jason Scheel is the new pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. And you can feel the momentum sort of sinking from the Phils dugout as he gets the first two batters to put two outs on the board. Dave Wallace, the pitching coach for the Red Sox, then goes out to the mound and tells the young right-hander, listen, Jim Thome's up next. Don't give him anything good to hit. If you walk him, okay, because Marlon Byrd is the next batter. Well, Thome settles in from the left side of the plate, and Scheel was trying to just throw it out of the zone, but Thome would not wait for it to go by.
The payoff pitch to Thome. Swing and a drive, deep center field, going back, saving. He did it! He did it!
Jim Tomey. We're tied at three. He tied it. He did it. Number 17, Jim Tomey. It's a brand new ball game here in the bottom of the 12th.
What a smile on Jim Tomey's face after that home run. He ties the ball game up at three apiece. There in the bottom half of the 12th inning, Shields able to get Marlon Byrd, even as the fans continue to step to their feet and cheer for Jim Tomey. So we move to the top of the 13th inning, folks, and this game is tied at three apiece. Jose Mesa still in the game as the bullpen was taxed this afternoon for the Fightin' Phils. Johnny Damon with two men down, and Mesa dominated the first two batters in the top of the 13th inning. He got them on strikes. That was four consecutive batters that Mesa was able to get on strikes as we went into the 13th inning. Two men down. Damon singles to right field to extend his hitting streak to 10 games. He then swipes second base. Pretty good piece of base running on the part of Johnny Damon. He's on second base when Todd Walker, who already had two homers in this game and had reached base four times, well, he was making a bid for home run number three.
3-1 pitch. Hit hard to left field. Back on it goes Michael. Still on the run. He's going to have to play it off the fence. Coming on to score is Damon. And sliding into second with an RBI double is Todd Walker. He just missed on a third home run, but he's given the Red Sox the lead again. It's 4-3 Boston here in the 13th.
Todd Walker is quietly putting together a pretty good season for the Sox. 37 RBIs now on the year. He had already scored twice to give him 51 of the season. But don't forget, he was in scoring position. And Nomar Garciaparra, well, he already had five hits in the game, and he was trying to make a little history against Jose Mesa.
The 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air to right center field. It's a well-hit ball. It's going to be over the head of Abreu, and one hopping off the right center field fence. Coming on to score is Walker. Garciaparra falls down around first base and scrambles back. But a hard single off the wall in right center field. And the Red Sox now have a 5-3 lead here in the 13th inning. They're going to go out and check on Nomar.
Six base hits for Garciaparra in the game. He was up to the plate seven different times. He reached base all seven times. At that point, the Sox were on top 5-3. Manny Ramirez then bounced out to finish off the inning. Nomar was okay. He stayed in the ballgame. So that set up the bottom of the 13th inning. Red Sox seemingly in command with a two-run lead at this point. But Bobby Abreu against Shield works out a leadoff walk. He then goes up to second base on defensive indifference after Mike Lieberthal popped out to right field. So there was one man down. It was a two-run lead for the Boston Red Sox. Bobby Abreu on second base, and there were a couple points in this game where both the defense and the offense came up big for the Phils and also for the Red Sox. Well, with a runner on second base and one man down, David Bell worked a fantastic at-bat, and then he settled for this.
The 3-2. Hit hard toward the gap in right center. It's in for a hit. It's rolling all the way back to the fence. Abreu around and score. Bell hard in the second with a double. It's a 5-4 ball game. The tying run is at second base after the RBI double for David Bell.
David Bell comes through, driving home Bobby Abreu. They give defensive indifference on Abreu going up to second base. It turned out to be a pretty big play because that brought Bell into second base as the tying run. That was going to be it for Shield. Taken out of the ballgame, and Rudy Cienez, the veteran right-hander, was called in from the left field pen. Third to last pitcher that the Red Sox had in this game on their roster. Todd Pratt was sent up as a pinch hitter for Jose Mesa, and we'll let Scott Graham take you through.
Now the stretch. 1-0 pitch.
Hit hard to deep center field. Damon going back at the track. Looks up. It's gone. It's gone. Put this one in the wind column for the Fightin' Phils. Todd Pratt won it. He won it. Dead center field home run. They're going crazy here at Veterans Stadium. Unbelievable. Todd Pratt coming off the bench, the last play, the Phillies had left. Took one pitch from Rudy Cienez down in the dirt and said, let's go home, boys. We got another game tomorrow. 6-5 the final. Phillies win it. What a game. Oh, incredible.
Well, there's Scott Graham and John Kruk with the final call. That's our U.S. Airways long fly of the game. And Todd Pratt, with a huge smile on his face, he greets his teammates, or I should say they greet him, as he touches home plate. An improbable victory for the Phils. I say that because they're down by two, and this one kept going back and forth. Todd Pratt off the bench connects on his first home run of the season. How about that, folks? The Phils win it 6-5 in 13 innings. It is their third victory on this homestand after taking 2 of 3 from the Atlanta Braves, and that one, I would think, has got to make the Phils fans feel pretty good. Your final score, it's the Phillies 6 and the Red Sox 5.